7:24, Bianca Terry and Bob, 97.3. And the $5,000 minute easy question week. We're going to give away the $5,000 this week coming up at 7:35.
We just heard from Justin and Nicole, a couple of Brizzy girls who had their phones hacked. Both at the same time.
Away on business, as it turned out. And this, all this is going down in Sydney and their business is back in Brisbane.
And these guys were moving money around and luckily their banks have been very accommodating. They're not going to, you know, take the money from them.
Is that because they're sisters, they had their phones linked?
They had everything linked, which is always a little bit scary.
And business partners at beautiful weddings, yeah.
Yeah, look, Andy Wells from techdaily.com.au, apparently having the same password for every login is a big fat no-no.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's such a common thing that happens. And you know what? I think not knowing exactly how this happened to those poor girls, but email is pretty much the gateway to just about every other account you have, really, and that's where the cyber criminals start.
Actually, you're right, because I think about it. You log into Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's all with your email account.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you've got like a Gmail account, so often now you use your Gmail log into so many other things.
I do.
That's it. And I mean, so that's the window that's getting in there. But once they're in there, they were able to reorder different, you know, PIN codes and passwords for phone devices and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, they're pretty switched on tech savvy, these crims who are obviously behind this, because they knew the steps that they would have to go through and how to work around various things. But I think the key is there, once they get in that front door, it becomes a lot easier, because then they can almost become those people and make those changes. And little things like ordering SIM cards, I guess, may be overlooked, but that can quickly escalate.
You know what is a little bit scary? I can access my phone account, sorry, my bank account off my phone with only one password. So you just have to crack one password and you have access to my $14.80. Now, I don't want you to go and spend all that at once.
You know, you should make sure you've got to use that passcode to lock your smartphone. So many people don't. And don't use 1234 or 000666. Yep, exactly. You've got to use secure passwords. You've got to make sure it's locked and it's not something that's easily guessed.
So that's it. Lock the front door and then the rest won't be an issue for you. What about, mate, I'm getting a couple of things at the moment. People are texting me through bank details to pay off, you know, for playing touch footy fees and getting into you know, footy tipping competitions. You should never send bank details over text, or what do you do?
No, not via email, not via text, and also avoid doing any of those financial transactions like shopping and banking using sort of unknown free public Wi-Fi spots, because the crims can actually be sniffing out that data as it goes through the air.
Can I ask, Andy, you might be able to solve a situation. I was texting a friend backwards and forwards and some photos, and a text came through from my friend's phone saying, "Hello, I'm at a public library and I can see all of these photos. You need to shut off your iCloud account." And we panicked. How does that happen?
Wow.
I said to this person, "Who are you?" They wouldn't tell me who they were. And I said, "What photos can you see?" Because I couldn't work out if they could see my photos or this other person's photos. They didn't answer. They said, "You just need to shut down and log out of your iCloud account, because I can see, I have access to this account."
It sounds like this is one of these people who's sitting there sniffing out the Wi-Fi traffic.
That's what they're doing.
Non-secure Wi-Fi spot, then that's what they're doing.
Oh, my God, yeah. I've been brushed by a hacker.
Exactly.
That's terrifying. Andy, I might be ringing you off air for some advice, buddy.
we'll put in an hour call, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy.
I can ring you later at night because I won't sleep tonight. Thanks a lot, Andy. That was beautiful.
Andy Wells from techdaily.com.au helping us wade through the murky mess that is hacking going on in Brisbane at the moment.
7:28, 7:30 update.